most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I love this game of football. I loved everything about it. I was part of the Oakland Raiders, a team I admired that went to the Super Bowl.
When I came here, it really revived my career. It gave me an opportunity to go out again and have fun.
Jerry Rice dives into the black hole.
I felt proud every time I put on that uniform.
When the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, arrived in Alameda, he was 39 years of age, but he put up a huge year in 2001, came back in 2002, and was even better at the age of 40. He was a Pro Bowler, Jim, and took the Raiders to the Super Bowl. It was a pleasure to get to know Jerry Rice and to watch him play in silver and black.
Yeah, I've known him since he got into the league way back when. What a fantastic player. And everything that you, when you talk about Jerry Rice, you talk about his work ethic. He worked harder than anybody else on the field during the offseason, during the regular season. As good as he was, he still wanted to outwork everybody else who was on the football field.
Jerry was obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer in 2010, and then his class that year was Ricky Jackson. He was briefly a Raider and one of the great linebackers in the history of the New Orleans Saints, Jim, and they can certainly use some linebacker play. They've gotten Jonathan Vilma back, but this defense, they're going to put the ball in the air. They can run it. They can throw it. The offense is going to be a challenge, but the Raiders need to go right back at them and score on Sunday because this defense is giving up a lot of yards.
Yeah, it certainly is, and you know, I think if you look at the matchup, New Orleans is probably going to score a few points. You know, that's their history. That's what they do. So the Raiders have got to find a way to be aggressive, go after that defense, you know, hit them where it hurts, either running. Hopefully they can run the football against these guys. But if not, you know, they've got a lot of holes down the field in their coverages, and hopefully Carson Palmer can take advantage of it.
A word about Drew Brees. We saw him at the beginning of his career with the San Diego Chargers. He's an undersized quarterback, right around 6 feet, Jim, but he finds a way to move around in the pocket and hit receivers in rhythm.
He's got a knack. You know, he does, as you mentioned, he does move around the pocket so he can see over the linemen or between the linemen. He's very accurate. He gets rid of the ball. He knows exactly where he's going. And you got to give him credit. Not one of the biggest quarterbacks in the league, especially in today's standards, but he gets the job done in a big way.
And the Raiders have got to find a way to beat this guy. They have never beaten Drew Brees during his time in San Diego and briefly his time with the New Orleans Saints. So get there early on Sunday and make it loud for the New Orleans offense to be sure. And another reason to be there early are these wristbands. The first 10,000 fans through the gates at the ODOTCO Coliseum on Sunday will receive, courtesy of the Raiders and USAA, this silver and black wristband, which is a salute to the service, and this is a salute to the service game coming up on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. Join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We're going to be joined by Carson Palmer, Jim, as the Raiders get set for a big trip back to Cincinnati. Won't that be a fun game for Carson Palmer?
Yeah, I'm sure Carson Palmer would like to do very well going back to Cincinnati to show them what a good quarterback they lost. The Raiders picked him up in a trade midway through last year, and he's performed very well for the Raiders. On the other side, Cincinnati plays good, solid defense, and Andy Dalton has done a good job in filling in for Carson Palmer since Palmer left.
So join us next week on the Silver and Black Show for our annual Thanksgiving weekend specials. We'll be in conversation with Carson Palmer, getting you ready for his big return to Cincinnati. Many thanks to Raider head coach Dennis Allen and the matchup nightmare Marcel Reese for dropping by this week on the Silver and Black Show. This week, we want to end the show with a moment of silence in honor of 4-year-old Tyson Williams, the son of Raider defensive line coach Terrell Williams, who passed away last Friday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.